Okay, today's daf is Arla, daf Yud Gimel, 13. 13th daf here in Masechas Arla. Three more daf we have here to the first parak. Parak Hanotei L'Siyag, which we spoke about if one plants for other purposes. But now we're in the fourth Mishnah of Masechas Arla, and that we had in yesterday's daf on Yud Beis Amud Beis, where we spoke about what happens if there's a mix-up. I have a tree of Arla in my yard. I don't know which one it is. There's 100 trees there. One of them is Arla, one of them is within the first 3 years, and the other ones are all old. I'm not such a farmer. I don't know exactly. I asked. He said they're all pretty close, and they don't know. So there's one tree. Guess what? They're all usher to me. I can't touch one of the trees out of 1,000, right, as the language of the Marafolda was, Ein davar ha-mechubar bakarka batel. Something that is mechubar is not going to be batel. Maybe it is very, it's considered significant, right? Anything that's chashuv, a davar chashuv is considered significant, therefore it's not batel, so it's mechubar. If somehow, I don't know, a wind comes and knocks a tree out, then that's not mechubar anymore, and therefore those would be mutter. Those would be mutter. But that's what the Mishnah says. If it's attached, it is, you're not allowed to touch any of them. Hari zeh lo yolkot. And if you did, so then it's batel 1 in 200, as we know, the rules for Arla and kilei akerim, but you can't do it yourself, but mezid. Rabbi Yossi says you can. We'll have to see what Rabbi Yossi's svari is, Beis Hashem, later. So Rabbi Yossi says you could be miskavein, and you could harvest, and then it could be batel. Good. So now we're up to a couple lines up from the bottom. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish plays a major role in Yerushalmi, as we've noticed. He has a lot to say, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Even more common are statements of Reish Lakish in the Yerushalmi than in the Bavli. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Chizkiah. So Reish Lakish says, so what do you do in this situation? You have a whole vineyard, and one of the vines in this vineyard, you passed, let's say we just said, you passed an open flower pot under. So one of these vines is Aser. But all the other ones are mutter. You can't eat any of them. So Reish Lakish says in the name of Chizkiah, Lokit shlosha eshkolos umatir. What you're allowed to do is you're allowed to take a cluster from one vine, a cluster from another vine, and a cluster from a third vine, three clusters, and you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. That you're allowed to do. Why? Because now they are detached, and they are assumed, you could assume, that the Aser vine is still standing. It's in the roof. Right, it's still in the roof. And therefore, what you did is mutter, right? And even if one of the vines that you, one of the clusters that you picked is from the Aser vine, it's still okay because it's batel barov. Chad betray batel, right? Even if one of these is the Aser one, probably the Aser one is in the roof that I didn't touch. But even if it's one of the ones that I touched, that I picked, it's chad betray batel. That's called yavish biyavish, right? I have grapes here, and they're mixed up in other grapes, so that's yavish biyavish. There's no liquid that there was a mixture. Yavish biyavish is batel barov, and therefore this would be this is allowed, and that's what the Gra also says. Loki shloshesh kolos pirish gabi netia shel arlosh and its arva shel loki lechadchila shloshesh kolos umutter. You're allowed to take from three, and it is mutter. Chaim Kadievsky also says to me daraisa chad betrei batel v'imishum derabanan. Asriya b'masayim, don't you need 1 to 200? Right? Mitu Rabbanan. Sviralei d'amrinan, this is going to be important for later, Amrinan of Chaim Kadievsky, d'amrinan isura baruba isa. Really, the isur is somewhere in the roof, right? And where what you didn't cut yet. V'zemena hetaru, and what you picked was mutter. V'lo chashem mevatel isa l'chadchila. Why isn't this called, as we mentioned, you're not allowed to take an isur and be mevatel it on purpose. I can't take a little pig and put it into a large pot of mutter stuff because I want to have a little tangy, I don't know, something. I put a little milk in the chicken soup, less than 1 to 60. You can't do that. You can't do that lechadchila. Why? Here we're not being mevatel anything. What am I doing? I'm picking grapes. That's all I'm doing. And all of a sudden, I'm allowed to now assume that the iser is still not what I'm going to eat. That's not called mevatel lechadchila. I'm not taking the iser and mixing it in, and therefore it's mutter. So if you're in this impossible situation, Reish Lakish says in the name of Chizkiah, even according to the Tanakhama, we'll have to see what the Machlokas is. Reb Yossi in the Mishnah says, you can just harvest the whole thing. You can harvest the whole thing. And once the whole thing is harvested, it's batel. It's batel. So there's more of an issue of, isn't that mevatel lechadchila? If Reb Yossi says you could harvest the whole thing, so that was all detached, and it's 1 in 200, okay. But the Tanakhama didn't say that. But you're allowed to pick three from all different places, and it is batel. The concept of yavish b'yavish, batel barov, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. And we've quoted in the past that there is a major machlokas Rishonim how to understand that halacha. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuftes in Yoredeya, Chaticha Sheinu Ruyi L'Sgabed, meaning a not chashuv piece of meat. Because a chashuv piece of meat is not batal, as we know. Chaticha Ruyi L'Sgabed. I have a piece of meat, a hamburger, of a hamburger that's, you know, a fast food hamburger. It's not a special, you know, deluxe expensive. So it's amber. Shinis arva bacheros and got mixed up. Min bemina yavish biyavish. Got mixed up with one non-kosher and a few kosher hamburgers. So what's the halacha? And you don't know which one. Obviously, if you know which one, take it out. But if you don't know, it says the Shulchan Aruch, chad betray batel, it's batel. Betray one and two. Maybe that just means one in 51% more. Umutter la'achlan adam echad kol achas bifnei atzma. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the middle opinion of the Rishonim. Meaning, if you have chad betray batel, you have a non-kosher hamburger that got mixed up with three kosher hamburgers, so it's batel. What's the halacha? Some Rishonim say one person could eat all the hamburgers at one time. Why? Take the first one. This isn't the usher one. It was already batel. One of the other ones is usher. And then when you get to the last one, oh, I already the usher one. It was already eaten, so I guess I could eat this one, right? So one person could eat all of them at once. That's one opinion. Another opinion says one person cannot eat all of them. Period. Even not at once. Another opinion is, one person can't eat all of them at once, but he can eat all of them not at once. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? Umutu la'adha achlam adam echad, kalachas b'fnei atzma. As long as you're not eating it all at one achila, then it's fine. Because each one you could say, this is not the one that's aser. Not the one that's aser. Ava lo yochal shlasham yachad, but don't eat them all at once. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a second opinion, the smag. Some say one person can't eat them all, even one after another, and the Ramah says, and some even say, Rashi, some say, nobody could eat all of them. Even five different people, one of them you got to throw out. Because you have to assume, that's bittul, just means you can assume it's not this one, but if you got one left, so v'yesh ma'achmir l'hashlech echad olitin lovikachavim ve'eno ela chumra ba'alma. That's all just a chumra. That's not me'ikar adin. But this is the halacha of yavish b'yavish. So two dry things are batel barov, batel chai betray. And that's what happened here. Once you take three clusters of grapes, so for sure it's batel. For sure it's batel. But I'm also, as Rav Chaim Gadievsky just pointed out, relying on the other factor. Number one, I picked three, so it's definitely batel in these three. But also, I can assume most of the grapes are still on the vines. So I can assume that it's there. It's either there, or even if it's here, it's batel. So those are the two. So says the Gemara. So Rish Lakish says you have this way out if you're stuck. But one second, Michla Vashitasi Dershimin Lakish, isn't this against a different statement of Rish Lakish? We learned way back in Maseches Trumos. That was a big mesechta, 11 prakim. We learned back in Trumas the following case, Taman Amar B'Shem Rav Oshia. There, Reish Lakish said in the name of Rav Oshia, Hayu Lefanim Me'ev HaChamishim Chavios. You have 150 barrels. One of them is Truma. They got mixed up. 150 closed barrels. So closed barrels are called a Davar Chashuv. It's very significant. And therefore, a closed barrel is not Batel. So you have one Truma, 150 barrels, they're all Aser. They're all also to a Yisrael. Nispatchu mea, add in a word, right? After in order. So if 100 were open, they have 100 open barrels and 50 closed barrels, mea mutaros. Those 100 are mutter. Those 100 are mutter because you assume that the Isser is in the ones that are still closed. Right? And the ones that are open are all mutter. So mea mutaros v'chamisha masuros. And those 50 are usser in this case. Vahashar, and what about the other 50? What about the other 50? L'kishi paschu yimutaras. If they ever get opened, then they're also mutter, because then you have open barrels which are not significant, they're not chashuv, and therefore they can be batel. And chum is only one, or chum is batel in 100, so this is 150. So once they're all open, you're good. Amr of Zeira, but Rav Zeira noted, lo amr ela kishi patchu. Right, what is the diuk of Reish Lakish, the name of Rav Oshia? If they get opened, then they can be batel. Haliftach betchila aser, but you can't open the barrels. So you have one barrel of truma stuck in all these. You can't open the barrels if they somehow get opened. So then they can be batel. So why over there by the barrels, Reish Lakish does not say you're allowed to open it, right, in the name of Rav Oshia, right? You can't open it. If they get open, they're batel. V'hachu amar hachan. And here he says you could pick the three clusters of grapes. In both cases, what are you dealing with? You're dealing with a Devar Chashuv. Our case, Mechubar, attached. That case, closed barrels. And here, Reish Lakish says, you have a way out, pick three, and you're good. And there, he says, no, nothing to do. Only if it happens by accident. Right? So, Stira answers the Gemara. Neither of the statements are Reish Lakish talking himself. In both places, he's quoting somebody. So it's not his shita. Not a contradiction. Taman b'shem Reboshia, v'acha mishem Cheskia. Over there by the barrels, he's quoting Rav Hoshea. Here he's quoting Chizkiah, so no stira. Right, talking in the name of two different people. The Amrin Taman, but meanwhile, who does Reish Lakish himself hold like? We have any idea? So Gemara quotes, yeah, they said over there, there in Bavel, B'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Poseach Shalash Chavi Yosu Matir. Right, he said, you can open the barrels. Meaning, just like he says, you can take off the grapes here, you could open the barrels, Va'asya Kechizkiah Dehacha. Meaning, he quoted Rav Hoshea over there by the barrels, but doesn't hold like it. Right, he holds like Chizkiah here. Period. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. We're saying, what does Reish Lakish say in the name of Chizkiah? Right, you could harvest three. Didn't our Mishnah say explicitly you can't do that? Or what was the language of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, lo yilkot. You can't. You can't harvest. You're stuck. So Reish Lakish says, no, you can take off three. The Mishnah says, lo yilkot. Vataninan hareza lo yilkot. Lisha Avar, the only allowance would be Bidi Eved, if it already happened, then you'd be able to rely on it. But how could Reish Lakish say, interpret that that's, the Tanakhama would agree to that? In our Mishnah, the Tanakhama says there's nothing to do. Reb Yossi says, I have something for you to do. You could harvest. Tanakhama says no. And Reish Lakish says no, even the Tanakhama says you could take three clusters from three different places. How does that fit into the language of the Mishnah? And also, Vihat Taninan. And what does the next line of the Mishnah say? Somehow, if some grapes got detached, they're batel in 200. So Reish Lakish, what do you say? First of all, you say you could do it in the first place. And then you say, and if you took off three, that's good enough. Three? The Mishnah says 200. So you're wrong on two counts, says the Mishnah. How could Reish Lakish say that you're allowed to lechadchila if the Mishnah sounds like you can't only be the eved? V'hatanina, and the Mishnah also says im lakat ya'alu bechad masayim. Right, the Mishnah says if you took off some grapes, it's batel 1 in 200, because maybe it's truma. If you take off 200 grapes, so then if one is kilay akarim, right, the truma would be 1 in 100, but kilay akarim is 1 in 200. So if you take off 200, you're good. Right, so why would the that 201, actually. Becher Matayim. So the Gemara answers, so again, we have a Shaila. How could Reish Lakish, his suggestion for the Tanakhama seems to be against the Mishnah on two counts. Number one, whether you could do it lacharchila or only b'dieved. And number two, how much do you need to be batel? Reish Lakish says, just batel barov. Just pick three. And the Mishnah says, you need 201. The Gemara answers, Amar Yossi Barbu, no. Reish Lakish's suggestion in the name of Reb Hoshea is very different than the Mishnah. Are you picking three clusters? You're picking the whole vineyard. Reish Lakish is saying, you want a couple of grapes. So you could go and pick three clusters from three different places, and then you could eat it. Why is that allowed? Because you're allowed to assume, like we saw of Chaim Kadiaski before, you're allowed to assume that the Truma grapes, the Kilayah Karen grapes, are still attached. So yes, it's Batel Barov. But really, there's another factor. Not only did you pick three, and therefore, even if it's us or it's batel in the majority here, but you could also assume it's probably still attached. That's what Reish Lakish is talking about in the name of Reb Hoshea. What's the Mishnah talking about? You want to pick the whole vineyard. The whole vineyard? You're not allowed to do that. And if you did it, you need bittel. Bittel is 1 in 200. Bittel is 1 in 200, right? 1 compared to 2. Whenever I say 1 in 200, it means 1 to 200, meaning 201 altogether for Kalaya Karim, and 101 altogether for Truma. So that's the answer. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you want to rely on Bittel, which means you want to pick the whole vineyard. You're not allowed to do that. And if you did it, and if it happened by itself, you need 200 to nullify. Reish Lakish, the name of Moshe, is talking about, you just want a few grapes. And you're not relying on bittel, nullification. You're relying on the fact that most of it is, the isra is probably still attached. It's not in the grapes that I took, and therefore there's a big difference. Good. So that's the difference between Reb Hoshea and the Mishnah. Tani, next Brisa. Rimone Badan. We're going to have a Mishnah later on that talks about very special pomegranates from Badan. Rimoni Badan are special pomegranates, and they're not batel, because they're Dvarim Chashuvim. You know, most pomegranates are just pomegranates. I mean, it's one of the Shiva Saminim, right? You bring Bikurim from pomegranates, and there's a lot of symbolism, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? That every Jew has so many mitzvahs like a pomegranate has seeds, right? It's just full. So many mitzvahs. And the language of the Gemara is, even a Jew who's empty has mitzvahs like the pomegranate. And that's what Gemara says. But if he's empty, then he doesn't have any. So what does that mean? Even the reikonin shaban, even the most empty Jews. So, not empty. Okay, not for now. But the Gemara says that rimoni badon are special, they're not batal. What if you have a suffix, rimoni badon? You have a suffix. What's the suffix? That's not so clear from the Gemara here. Not so clear. The Mara Fold has two deyas. Let's go with his second deya that says, you're not sure if it's Arla yet or not. You have Rimoni Badan that you're allowed to eat. They're Chashuv pomegranates, but you're not sure. They might be 3 years. They might be Arla. So you're not sure, and they got mixed into other pomegranates. See, if they're just Rimoni Badan plain, you're not sure if it's Arla or not, that's Savi Daraisa. You're not allowed to partake. But what if it's mixed up, and it's Suffolk, and it got mixed into other items? So Rimoni Badan Shet Sifku. That means that's a suffix, ma'ale. It's batel. What does this Gemara seem to be saying? If you have something that's a dabar chashav, right? We know midaraisa, there are a concept of bittel, as we've been talking about the past couple of days. There's nullification. But midarabanan, there are some items that are considered chashav, and they're not batel. A chatich eruilis kabed, a very fancy piece of meat. These pomegranates. Dabar sheish lamatirin is not batel, maybe for a different reason. But whenever you have a birya, is not batel. All midarabanan. So, says the Gemara, when you have these pomegranates that you're not sure if they're asur, mala, they're batel. Fine. Meaning, a davar chashuv, a suffix davar chashuv, is batel. Only a davar chashuv is not batel. Vada'o ain't a ma'ala. But if it's vadai, right, if it's for sure a special pomegranate that's arla, so then it's not batel, right? That's the halacha of davar chashuv. And the Gemara says, af bakarka kein. You should say the same thing about our Mishnah, about Karka. Right, what did our Mishnah say? You have an Arla tree amongst all this orchard. The whole thing is Asur. It's only a problem if it's for sure an Arla tree. Right? But if it's not for sure, Suffolk that it's Asur, and the only reason that it's not Batal is because it's Mechubar, which is Davar Chashuv, that's going to be Batal. Afpa Karka Kane, Suffolk Karka Mala, Vadai Karka, and in that word, Inomala. So what do you do? So hey Chavita, how does this work? The following Natiya Shal Arla Vishakilay Akarim, Shenis Arvu Binatios, apply it to our Mishnah, Safik Karka Mala, Vade Karka Eno Mala. Fine. So we've said twice, the concept of a Davar Chashuv not being Batel is only by Vade Davar Chashuv. But a Safik Davar Chashuv is going to be Batel. Fine. Assuming that's the case, some Achron in the back, I saw in the Sefer Tel Torah, in the back, he's upset about this, because he says, look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this. Even a suffix of Davar Chashuv is going to be batel. So he tries to re-understand the Gemara, right? A different type of suffix. Maybe it's suffix whether it's attached or not, right? It's suffix about a mitzius, not just suffix about the Isser. He works hard to try to fit this into what the halacha is. Okay, but we continue. But it sounds like it's a suffix d'rabbanan, right? So Pashas, again, you have to see what we hold. He says that if you look in Yaradeya, in Simin Kuf Yud, Oz Tes, he says even a suffix, Davar Chashuv is going to be Usser. And if that's true, Davar Chashuv is only not batal midrabbanan, right? He talks about suffix trefa here, but you got to work out, because a suffix d'rabbanan, we know, is Lakula. So that's the big sugi. If sorry, the rice lachomer, sorry, the rabbanan lakula, and how the Rambam even says that if the Rambam says every time you violate a rabbanan is also violating a daraisa, because the Torah says you have to listen to the rabbanan. So how do you have the principle of sorry, the rabbanan lakula? So that's a big discussion that we have had. But this sounds like a suffix about a rabbanan. The pasha pshat of the Gemara, the fact that a davar chashuv is not batal is rabbanan, and if you have a suffix, then you can be mekel. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says you can say that by pomegranates that are chashuv. You could say that by mechubar, trees that are attached, meaning, and that's why it's chashuv. What about Rabbi Yudin's boy, aflini nevela kain? What about nevela? Meaning, any other isser, right? One of the Achron in the back also said that if you look in Yerushalmi, Nevela is always given as the example of a regular Machalas Asuros. Right, there's 20 Machalas Asuros that you can't eat. But Nevela is always the example given for the idea that it is just a stama iniser. So would you say the same thing about Nevela? Meaning, Safek Nevela? A Safek Nevela? Meaning what? Says the Mara Folda. Bechaticha Reilis Kabed. Another example of a Dover Chashuv that's not Baltimore Midrabanan. You have a very fancy piece of meat. A fancy piece of meat, so would you say the same thing also? If it's Safek Nevela, it would be Batel, right? A Chaticha Reilis Kabed is not Batel. But if it's a Safek, Chaticha Reilis Kabed, would it be Batel? Chaza, Rebutin, so Rebutin asked this question, and he gave an answer to his own question. Mar, and he said, no. There's a difference between the two. Difference between the two. Nevela ein la aliyah, karka yesh lo aliyah. What does this line mean? Every mefarish on the page has a different shot. Right? What does this mean? The Mara Fulda says, again, we don't have Rashi, we only have the Achronim, so the Achronim, everybody gives their own shot. So the Mara Fulda says, karka here doesn't mean karka. Karka means our case in the Mishnah of karka, which means Truman Arla. Meaning what? Rebutin says, look, if we say it's batel in our Mishnah, what are we saying? You still need 100 or 200. So we'll be mekel, because you still need 100 and 200. So there will be mekel, and therefore we'll say that if it's a safek, davar chashuv, it's going to be batel, because you still are machmir and need 100 or 200, midrabanan. But nevela ein la'aliyah, what does that mean? Nevela, there's no higher limit to what you need for bittel. Nevela, a piece of meat, midaraisa, is batel betray. It's batel berov. Right, it's a very small majority needed. That's where we're going to be more machmer there. We're not going to automatically say, you have a safek chashuv piece of steak, we're not going to say that's batel, because then it's going to be batel in like two pieces. By our Mishnah case, we'll say it's batel. Why? Because you still need 100. Or you still, by truma, you still need 200 by kilei akerem, and that's why we're going to say it. If you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, here he has a totally different shot. Totally different shot. Nevela ein la aliyah, what does that mean? You could eat the meat as is. Who says you're going to do anything to the meat? So that's why we're not going to say it's batel, because there's no foreseeing in the future that somehow it's going to change and lose its status of a davar chashuv. But ground, what does ground mean? It's attached. What, you're going to leave the grapes attached forever? You're obviously going to detach them. Their destiny is to be detached, their destiny is to become unchashuv. They're not going to be attached. Or the pomegranates, the destiny is to eat them and to crush them, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right, to be potseya them, to squeeze them out. So that's why eventually you could already foresee they're going to be in a state where they're not going to be chashuv anymore. That's why you can be mekel. Right, by a safek davar chashuv, by a piece of meat, you can eat the piece of meat as is. Right, as it's chashuv, and therefore we're not going to be mekel. Masha enkein, by the karka, which it will be, the state will be changed. Right? I guess the language sounds like, you know, we have from elsewhere, I think from Maseches Brachas, where a state of food is going to change. Islei iluya achrina. It says, by if you eat raw grain, right? What's the bracha? If I eat flour, crushed flour, that was just, ground up, I make a shahakol, if you can eat raw flour. If I eat the stalks, right, that's a hadama. If I take that flour and knead it and make it into bread, I make a mizonos or a hamotzis. The Gemara says, you're not going to make a mizonos on the flour because islei iluya achrina. So that's where iluya, another state, I guess that's where Rav Chaim Kanievsky gets his understanding from here. We continue. Rabbi Yossi Yomas, that was all the Tanakhama. What we discussed so far today, Reish Lakish had a suggestion that even the Tanakhama would allow you to pick a couple of grapes. Fine. But now let's get to Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, no, you can harvest the whole field. Again, you have one tree, you have a vine, that's Arla. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Don't worry about it. I know it's a davar chashuv, you can harvest it, and then once you have 1 to 200, you're good. How are you allowed to do that? Isn't that mevata lecharchila? Isn't that, you're not allowed to cause nullification? So Rabbi Yossi Omer, af yiskav v'yilkov yalav echad ha'masai, my time under Rabbi Yossi, what's the svara for Rabbi Yossi? Answer, shekein derech b'nei adam lios meidol b'kfanim. If somebody sees you picking out a vine, are they going to think that you're being mevatel and iser? No, you're picking grapes. And let's say you just take out one vine in between others. They'll think you are weeding and you are pruning. It's my word. Pruning means sometimes you take some out in order for the rest to grow better. So this doesn't look like, you know, an isser. So even if your kavana is just to eat it, again, your kavana is not to really do bittul. You just want to eat some grapes. You're in a difficult, impossible situation here. So when do you say bittul isser l'chadchila is a problem? If your kavana is levatel, here your kavana is not really levatel. Your kavana is to take a piece of treif and put it into a mixture and make it mutter. That's not what you're doing here. You're taking some grapes. So what's the yisod of this gemara? If you have an isser derabanan that depends on, this is how Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests, explains it here. If you have an isser derabanan that depends on kavana, then if onlookers wouldn't think you're doing anything wrong, then you're allowed to do it. Even if it ends up that you're doing, you know, the result's going to be, you know, what the rabbanan said you shouldn't do, but it's still okay. Again, bittul isser l'chadchila. If I mevatel, if I put some milk in my chicken soup, that's usser. If milk falls in less than 1/60, 1/60, that's okay. So you see, it's totally on the kavana. Bittul isser l'chadchila. So here, too, because it doesn't look like it, it is okay. Rebbe Eichel gives two other examples. He says, what if I'm eating chicken soup on Shabbos? I hate chicken soup, but I'm eating it because I have a cold, and I know my father, Olav Shalom, wrote an article about medical efficacy of chicken soup. Medical efficacy of chicken soup. He wrote an article about that. But anyway, the halacha is that's mutter. You're allowed to eat the chicken soup even if I'm doing it l'refua. Why? Because the whole isser of taking medicine on medicine on Shabbos is because you're taking medicine, you might come to grind. But if you're doing something that for refua, it doesn't look like you're doing it for refua. See, even though it smacks of, you know, refua, you're allowed to do it because it doesn't look like it. Just like here. It's an Issa Durabana to start with, and Kavana plays a role on this Issa Durabana. And the third example he gives is a tummy person going to the mikvah on Shabbos. So if you see a person going to the mikvah on Shabbos, will you think, oh, he's tummy. It must be he wants to eat a carbon tomorrow. No. Or he has to eat truma tonight. No, you'll think he's going to the mikvah. You'll think maybe he's hot and he just wants to cool off a little bit in the river. So in all three cases, he says, that's the same yisod. It's all about kavana. The kivan doha iser who rak mi paas ha kavana. The be'ein miskavin levatel kaimel de shari bittel. Lachin kivan shein ha kavana nikeres to haroa omer. That it's not a problem. It is not usser. And then he says at the end, he says, you know why? Because by all these gzeris, you know, it's a little difficult. Chazal are making life difficult a little bit here by the gzeris. Not taking medicine and not becoming tameh. It's like hefsin meruba. And so he says, any type of little kula that we could find in terms of there's no chash that anybody's going to be misled, so then it would be okay. Okay, that's Rabbi Yosef Engel right here. Taman Taninan, Vaiter, says the Mishnah says in Maseches Trumos, so here, as we find sometime in the Yerushalmi will quote the first line of the Mishnah, but really, the important part is the part that's not quoted. Right, the Mishnah says in Trumos, Sa'a Trumos Shanafa L'meya, remember the case, you have a little bit of Truma that fell into 100, so it's fine, it's batel. Right? You have one, some truma flour that fell into, truma grain that fell into 100 chulin grain, it's batel. Right? 1 to 100 is batel. What if you ground it all up? The Mishnah says, it's still batel. Because you could assume it was crushed in ratio. And it's still 1 to 100. But what if it wasn't? What if it was 1 to 50? What truma fell into chulin, truma grain fell into chulin grain, less than 100, so the whole thing is usser. And you ground the whole thing up, it's still usser. You don't assume that the chulin grain all of a sudden is now more than the truma grain, because you ground it up. Unless, the Mishnah adds this, unless your chulin grain is very high quality. This was the Mishnah in Shrumas. If you have chulin, again, what happened? Shruma grain fell into chulin grain less than 1 to 100. So the whole thing's usser. But now you're going to crush it up. And the chulin grain is very high quality. So it's going to produce more flour than the truma inferior grain. So the Mishnah says there, then you're allowed to grind it up. And then you're mevatel. Then you're mevatel because now the truma grain is small. And the chulin grain, which is a higher quality, yafos, then it is okay, right? That's what Gemara says. The Mishnah says there. Im yadua, I'm reading the Mishnah there. Im yadua shachidim shachulin yafas bishal truma, mutter, right? Because now you have more than 100. So let's get back to the Mishnah. If you ground it up and now it's less, In the regular case, one fell into 100. As you grind it, it's all mutter. But again, now you have to add in. But if it was less than 1 to 100, then it's usur, unless the chulin grain was very high quality. So then when you crush it up, there's going to be more, and the ratio, now it's going to be 1 to 100. So that's okay. Vitani, and then we learn, you have to add in a line here. Look at the girsa of the gra. Right? Tani, aftochinu betchilu umatir. Right? Not only if it happens, but the gra says, you can, if you know. Right? What happened? You have 1 into less than 100. So now the whole thing is usur. But you know that your chulin grain is very high quality. So as you crush it up, your chulin is going to be mevatel, the truma. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that because that's what normally people do. People grind up. I'm still reading the Gruz Girsa. So that Brisa that explains the Mishnah, that must be 2 days in the Gemara. First day, Masnis and Rabbi Yossi. That Mishnah over there in Trumas, and the Brisa explaining it must be reflecting Rabbi Yossi Shita here. What does Rabbi Yossi say in our Mishnah? Right? It says you're allowed to cut down the whole vineyard, even though you have an Isser. It's okay. So there, you're allowed to grind up the grain. Even though right now it's usur, you're going to grind it up knowing that your chulin is superior, and now it's going to cause bittul. You're allowed to do that. Masis Rabbi Yossi, da'amar af, yiskavin v'yilkor v'yala be'echad u'matayim. Right? You're allowed to do that. Day number one. Back to the Gemara. Amar Reb Zira says, you're not forced to say that Mishnah and Bryce over there is only Rabbi Yossi. Right, right. We said Tani Af. We added in a line, and then we got back at the middle of the Gemara. Af Yiskam and Yilkov Yalav Echamatayim. But you have to add in Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi Shita is like the opinion over there. Amar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says no. Devar Yakoli. It could be that the Mishnah and Brice over there by the Truma that allows you to crush up your grain is according to everybody, even the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Why? Because what you're going to tell me is usur. So what are you going to do? You're going to tell me what you have truma less than 1 to 100. You're going to give it to the kohen, and the kohen's going to crush it up anyway, right? Because he's allowed to. It's truma. So the whole thing's going to get crushed up anyway. So therefore, there's no reason for it to be you to be unable to crush it. The kohen's going to crush it anyway. It's going to be batal. So you, the Yisrael, could crush it even before giving it to the kohen. So two deyos in the Gemara, whether that Mishnah and Brisa from Trumas is only according to Rabbi Yossi, or even according to the Rabbanan. Let's just finish. Manafik mi b'neon, and what will be a nafkamina between the two reasons? Today is Kili HaKerem. Right? Kili HaKerem is not going to the Kohen. That's just usur. So I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, according to the first opinion of the Gemara, that Bryce is only according to Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, tochin mater. It's mutter, because Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to cause bittul in these types of cases. Right? Because, like we said before, it doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong. I'll die to Rabbanan ain't talking about here. But if the reason is like the Rabbanan, that, hey, the Kohen's going to crush it up anyway, here the Kohen's not going to crush it up. Kilei HaKerem is also to everybody. It's not like Truma, and that's an afkamina between the two deis. Okay, we'll stop here, Brother Shem. Next time we pick up with the next Mishnah on Daf Yud Daled.